AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Search teams are now looking for remains of those still missing in the collapse of a 12-story beachside condo near Miami.
The mission has shifted to a recovery effort. Authorities telling families privately there is no chance of life. Publicly, County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Please keep these victims and these families in your hearts and prayers.
The families were told by fire rescue officials that the listening devices and rescue dogs will be removed from the site, but that the crews are still dedicated to finding victims' remains, vowing to bring closure to those they can. Relatives sobbed in the background as that grim announcement was made. No one's been pulled out alive since the day of the collapse. June 24th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
54 bodies have been found. More than 80 other people remain missing. President Biden travels to a Chicago suburb to push for his infrastructure plans.
In a 30-minute speech, the president called boring but important. He said a bipartisan infrastructure deal that'll invest in roads and bridges is vital, but so is a broader package Republicans are resisting.
We need to invest in our people.
Arguing the nation must spend more on child and health care and education to win the 21st century.
That's good for families and it's good for the economy and it will create more jobs.
He's expecting the broader package to pass with only Democratic votes in a legislative maneuver to bypass the 60-vote hurdle in an evenly divided Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tropical storm Elsa leaves at least one person dead in Jacksonville, Florida, and injures 10 others at an RV park at Kings Bay Submarine Base in Camden County, Georgia. A base spokesman says a possible tornado hit that park. The coasts of Georgia and South Carolina are under a tropical storm warning. Tropical storm watch extends up the East Coast to Massachusetts. This is AP News. A Pennsylvania Republican state senator with close ties to former President Donald Trump wants to audit last year's election in three counties.
Senator Doug Mastriano, a Republican and ardent supporter of former President Donald Trump, sent letters to three counties Wednesday threatening subpoenas if they do not respond by July 31st. Mastriano, who has said he's considering running for governor, sent a sweeping five-page information request to Republican-controlled Tioga and York counties and to Democratic stronghold Philadelphia. A letter to the Pennsylvania Senate's Republican majority, top Senate Democrats questioned the authority and legality of such an audit. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden says the FBI is investigating possible cyber hacking of the Republican National Committee.
I was briefed this morning. FBI is working with the RNC to determine the facts. We found out the facts. I'll know what I'm going to do tomorrow.
The RNC says a contractor may have been hacked, but no data was tampered with. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.